Hi, Dan Sheridan here, telling America's story. This is lesson number 37. We're still talking about the French. And in this lesson, we're going to learn about another great explorer, a man named La Salle. Now, last time we followed Marquette and Joliet down the Mississippi to Arkansas, and they returned to report back their findings. And now it fell on another to complete what Marquette and Joliet had started, and that job fell to a man named La Salle. Now, I regret that I can't go into more detail in telling the stories about people like Marquette, Joliet, La Salle, and La Salle's companion, a man named Henri de Tonty. Great men and great stories about them, and I plan to talk about them in another series in the future, but for now I can only give you a bare outline. Their stories are epics in and of themselves. La Salle was born in France, and he came to Canada at the age of 25, and soon after that he began exploring the West. Well, he traveled by foot and canoe over great distances throughout the Mississippi Basin. From time to time, he got into skirmishes with some of the unfriendly natives, and he built fur trading posts and collected furs. La Salle was well-liked by the natives and a few of his faithful followers. However, he wasn't liked by his fellow Frenchmen. La Salle's most trusted friend was an Italian soldier named Henri de Tonty. Now, Tonty was kind, gentle, and a bold adventurer. And he lost his right hand in a European battle, and he had to wear a metal hand substitute. Kind of a scary thing. And this hand was a marvel to the natives, who basically they obeyed Tonty as if he were their chief. Well, La Salle, as we said, wanted to finish where Marquette left off and add to New France the fertile area at the southern end of the Mississippi. And these expeditions weren't cheap, by the way, so La Salle planned on continuing the fur trade along the way to pay for all his requirements and his needs. So off he went with his faithful friend Henri de Tonty, and the historian of the trip was a Franciscan monk named Father Hennepin, and you can still get his writings today, and they're well worth the read. Well, in 1662, after many difficult trials, La Salle made it, finally, to the southern part of the Great River. And that's where he erected a cross and displayed the French flag and coat of arms. And while the natives looked on, La Salle claimed the Mississippi Basin and the northern shores of the Gulf of Mexico in the name of his sovereign. And he then named the area Louisiana in honor of King Louis XIV. However, things did not end well for La Salle. The undertaking cost a fortune, and La Salle lost his own fortune and even lost the money he had to borrow from others. He planted a colony on the Gulf, which was a total failure. So he decided to head back north. When he met his fate, he was killed on a Texas shore by mutinous followers. A sad end. Well, it wasn't until 1699 that the French actually fulfilled La Salle's plans of planting a colony in Louisiana, and this was carried out by a Frenchman named Iberville, who made a settlement at Biloxi. And then, 19 years after that, his brother, Bienville, founded New Orleans. Now, Bienville governed that area well. It was an area which took in the southern part of the Mississippi Valley and the country west of the river. So that's how Louisiana got started. Well, now the French had three very important cities established in the New World. In the north, they had Montreal and Quebec, and in the south, they had New Orleans. All right, we're done with the French for now. In our next lesson, we're going to learn about the Dutch. This is Dan Sheridan. That's all I have time for. Until we talk again, remember this. Be good to one another, because we're in this together.